you've been talking about how low hanging your balls are, so I want to see in Orlando whose balls hang lower. Of course, we know big fatties are bigger, but I want to see whose hang lower. So can we do that? You could just whip it out at the dinner that you're planning. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess that big fatties hang lower only because
he's older.
He's older, so gravity's had more time to drag them towards the center of the universe.
And I would not do that anyway. I would not pull them out to show people unless someone's going to suck on them. And it had to be somebody I'd want to suck on.
Nobody there's going to want to suck on your balls.
Right.
And yeah, it's going to be a nice restaurant. So we don't want anybody's balls being pulled out in the middle of this restaurant.
That's how we do.
And by the way,
yeah,
parking's $12.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Nobody there's gonna want to suck on your balls.
Right.
And by the way,
yeah,
parking's $12.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 600 of the BFO for Friday, the 21st of May, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's show? Big Fatty has got a voice letter. After 600, you still fucked it up, Big Fatty. Would you all please put down your food hooks and please rise for his immenseness, the one and only Big Fatty. Thank you so much. I had no idea there was going to be a parade. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, it is episode number 600. 600, y'all, who would have ever thunk it? Just think, y'all, that is 200 full hours of your life that you've been listening to. Big Fatty, oh, please, could you find a melon baller and help me? Help me scoop out my ears. Oh, I guess it's your eyes. Oh, poor Big Fatty. But y'all, I hope that you have a great weekend plan because, y'all, it is horror weekend for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And that'll be on Friday night. Y'all, we're going out to a special little dinner on Friday night. And then on Saturday, y'all, we're going to make a little quick trip up to the Cola to go out to the games night at the Club H2O for the horror group up there.
Hey, oh, the music is ending. Stop talking.
I'll be right back. Yes. This just into the BFO technology desk. The inner tubes in the fat cave have been repaired. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm just going to tell you, if you need to get your inner tubes repaired in the fat cave, you need to call Lakeisha. Yes, Big Fatty, Lakeisha will kick some ass. And y'all, finally, they sent Jason, who came out and got me the new modem about a month and a half ago. He came back to the Fat Cave today, and y'all, he's like, Big Fatty, I don't know why. Whoa, what? No. What is the problem, Big Fatty? And evidently, the Fat Cave is in a building that's about 70 years old. And is that right? Yeah, probably 65 to 70 years old. And y'all, the old wiring, the old telephonic device wiring in here, it's old. It's almost as old as the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, back in the old days, you used to have faux wires to get your telephonic device to work. But y'all, you don't need that many now. And evidently, you can do with fewer than faux wires. And y'all, evidently, the DSL does not like faux wires. And so Jason, he cut some of the wires out that were not needed, and y'all, it's working like a charm. Working like a charm. Although, y'all, I did my speed test for the Pride 48. Oh, by the way, before we go any further, let me just play you another one of those little commercials, because I know you love an interstitial. Hi, it's international internet celebrity Big Fatty, and you can hear my podcast, Big Fatty Online, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, the only time zone that matters, right here on Pride 48.
Big Fatty, that was just lovely. Thank you for playing that for us.
And y'all, what was I saying about that? I don't remember now.
Aw, poor Big Fatty, what was he saying? I don't know.
But anyway, the inner tubes are working again, and... oh, no, Arthur. Arthur was, y'all, I think he was snickering and giggling about the size of my pipe. Y'all, I know I have a little pipe, but, you know, there's no reason to be rude. Big Fatty, you said a mouthful. Make a wish, wish a dream. Now, y'all, earlier in the week, we got that telephonic message from the Joe in Dallas, and he said to be on the lookout for something in the P.O. box. So thank you so much, Mrs. Lousborough Goodby, and y'all, it came. So I'm going to open it up right now, and it, oh, dear Gussie, what is, oh, dear Gussie, oh, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, what is it? Y'all, it is Coyote Point, because you'll remember your youth. That's for me. There's a little something here for Larry Clyde. There's two little things for Larry Clyde. Y'all, I think it's porn for him. I may have to borrow that, too. And y'all, there is a, what is this? There's a game. No, it's a DVR, a DVD. Of The Price is Right, y'all. You can play The Price is Right games. Oh, my God. How do you do that? Do you put it in the computer? Big Fatty, you'll just have to figure it out later. Y'all, and y'all, it has a special feature. It is Bob Barker's entire last week as the host of... Y'all, it sounds like it led to his demise. And y'all, there's a note here for Big Fatty. And there's a picture of a curmudgeon on here. And y'all, it says, how the hell was I supposed to know? I put out a rainbow flag because I liked the colors. The next thing you know, I've got a half dozen well-dressed men at the door drinking Cosmos and screaming, hey, girl. It says, hope you enjoy your prezzies and have a wonderful time at the Good Days. Joe in Dallas. Joe, that is the sweetest thing. Thank you so much. And y'all, how appropriate that it came on the celebration of the 600th show. Joe, that is just the sweetest thing. I may have to preview this and see if this is Pwn before y'all, because one of them is called Loading Zone. Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Perhaps Joe could send me a little vulgarness too. But anyway, y'all, Joe, thank you so much. Big Fatty, you just have the kindest listeners. In fact, they are so kind that they sometimes will pick up the phone. You know, it's so difficult to reach over and pick up the phone and call you, but thank God some of them do.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Y'all, the first call is from someone who has never called the BFO before. And y'all, we are just delighted that it happened on episode number 600. Y'all, the first call is from none other than Loverman. Gussie, Big Fatty, should we turn on the deer urine sprinklers? No, y'all, because Loverman is caller number, and y'all, it is the luckiest number out there. You go to the Las Vegas, the luckiest number out there is 777, and Loverman is caller number 777 to the BFO. So y'all, he will get a special prize from Big Fatty. So now, y'all, here is the luckiest call ever to the BFO.
Well, hello, Big Fatty. This is Loverman. Guru Nudie's Loverman. And I've shit and gotten off the pot, and I'm going to go to Gay Days. So I'm looking forward to meeting you and all the other podcasters that Guru Nudie talks so fondly of. See you then. Ciao.
Dear Gussie, y'all, it is the luckiest call ever because y'all, Guru Nudie and Loverman will be staying over there at that Contemporary Motel. And y'all, that is wonderful. Well, I'm assuming they're staying together. And y'all, the best part of all this is that I don't have to pay the postage to send him the prize. I'll just be a cheap ass and take something down with me. Yes, Big Fatty, that would be lovely. Just lovely, but almost as lovely as a phone call from Frank in Atlanta.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Frank from Atlanta, and I'm just giving you a call to say hey, and I am listening, and we will talk to you later.
Now, y'all, wasn't that a lovely call from Frank from Atlanta? And, y'all, it was short, it was succinct, and, y'all, it was just perfect. You know, it was not one of these phone calls where the caller just goes on and on and on. And, y'all, it's just like a Big Fatty, please unplug the mechanical so we don't have to, because you're running out of the cassette tape on it. So anyway, but you know how those are. All right, y'all, our next phone call. Pardon my previous comments. Here is the Ramble Redhead.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Ramble Redhead. Just want to let you know that I'm only 3 shows behind, so I'm nowhere near what Scott is, but I thought that was impressive that he's willing to go through 70 hours of your wonderful show. So I just thought it was very cool. So I hope you're doing well, and keep up the good work, and I'll yap at you later, and bye!
Dear Gussie, y'all, this has got to be a record. It's some sort of record day, because, y'all, that was a regular-sized phone call from the Ramble Redhead, but, y'all, he was only 3 shows behind. Y'all, this is unheard of. It is absolutely unheard of. But, y'all, you know what is not unheard of? That's right. It is a call from Jeremiah. Dear Gussie.
Big Fatty, how are you? I'm so sorry. I haven't called in for the past few days. We had calamity here, Big Fatty. My sister's little Mexican boyfriend, she claims he's not Mexican, but I mean, you can hear the fiesta music when he walks in. Anyway, he came over to our house with her for a dinner on Sunday, and as we have talked before, my husband was in the United States Air Force. He flew the jet plane. And before he had to leave because he was having some vision problems, had to have some eye surgery, he was at the rank of Brigadier General. He had just missed up the leap. And now he works for the Raytheon. Well, Mexico was saying how he was going to go be a jet plane flyer, Big Fatty, in there. He knew if that faggot over there could be a pilot, he could. I knew we was in trouble. When he said that faggot over there could fly him, he could. I thought we was going to have a murder, Big Fatty. The general got up off the couch over there with the dog. Even the dog took off running. And my mother had this look of horror on her face. He picked that Mexican up by the belt loops on the back of his jeans,
opened the front door and threw him out on the porch, Big Fat. And, oh, of course, my sister is hysterical. And he told her not to ever bring her Mexican back over to his house, or he would beat his ass from Sunday to Tuesday, whatever that means. I don't even know, Big Fat. It was it has just been something. And all the Mexicans are now in an uproar because he threw him out on the porch. But the neighbors have, it has been the talk of the community, Big Fat, the talk of the street. The cul-de-sac is a bud because the general threw Mexican out. So, bless the Lord. Then, my sister has the gall to call him and ask him if he could get the Mexican a job over at the race. And he asked her to do it what? Sweeping floors? Because that was all he was qualified to do. So, it has been quite the weekend over here, Big Fat. I'm glad to hear they are raising the cigarette tax to help the sinners come to their senses. You know, that's what the Baptists put here. You know, we went to $1 a pack, cigarette tax, and you would have thought that it was $400 a pack the way some of these people acted on the television. So tell your friend, I don't remember who it was, I think Horace Vader, that to calm down, that it could be at all. Because, you know, y'all's governor's out there hiking the Appalachian Trail. I don't know how they got it passed. So maybe you get it rescinded because he ain't getting reelected. Anyway, that'd be fair. Have a good weekend. And I mean, this inner tube situation is ridiculous. It has been a week without, what, I mean, did somebody steal the copper wire, Big Fatty? Do y'all have the meth hands stealing the copper wire? You know, every night on the TV, there's meth addicts stealing copper wire, taking the phone. All right.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I think we've come up with a title for Jeremiah's podcast whenever he gets around to it. It's got to be called Jeremiah's Cul-de-Sac, y'all. I mean, it's just, yes, Big Patty, tell us about the cul-de-sac. But, y'all, you can always depend on a truly crazy story when it comes out of the mouth of Jeremiah. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicagos. It's Friday, and we wanted to give you a call. It's been about 300 episodes since we visited, and wish you a happy 600th episode. We are looking forward to seeing in about 2 weeks down in the Orlandos. Have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Tom of Tom and Terry, as you heard. But y'all, it is 2 weeks. I say 2 weeks from today is the big podcast dinner that the Ginger Bear has put together. And y'all, if you hadn't gotten on the list yet, you better get over. Lover Man, get on the list. I don't see your name on the list. You better get on over there if you're coming to the dinner. Y'all, we've got one more call, and it is from the gay country boy, Wes.
Good morning, Big Fatty. I guess you are moaning. If you're a morning sex person, I guess you're probably moaning. Anyway, I just wanted to call and say that I realize you are hitting a monumental show number, since it is getting close to 600. So I wanted to call and say congrats on that. And I hope you get up to 1,000 or more, much, much more, so that you can stay in our day-to-day lives. So just wanted to call you this morning and say that. Of course, something that I ate reminded me of you again. I had some sausage, so yeah, there you go. So until later, love you muches. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I didn't think we were going to get that one in, but we were able to slip in right over the music there. Y'all, speaking of Wes, you heard Miss Wes at the beginning of today's show. Y'all, she has made the switch. She has become a Mac person. So send out congratulations to her. And y'all, we will see you at the Ginger Bear podcast dinner where he will...
Nobody there is going to want to suck on your balls.
Right.
And by the way,
yeah,
parking's $12.
Dad, Gussie, I thought it was $50.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.